USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Florida has reported more than 10,000 new confirmed coronavirus cases and 90 additional deaths in the past 24 hours. Governor Ron DeSantis says 30,000 vials of remdesivir are being shipped there.
Our new case positivity has been relatively stable, probably a slight decline from 2 weeks ago.
Health officials are sounding alarms about another wave of COVID-19 in the fall. Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says we aren't finished with the first wave.
When you're having, you know, up to 70,000 new infections in certain areas of the country, that's something you need to focus on right now as opposed to looking ahead at what's going to happen in September or in October.
He's also calling on local leaders to be as forceful as possible in getting people to wear masks. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question, your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. Again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, doing my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The Supreme Court has sped up the process of one of their rulings that's going into effect. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns has details.
The Supreme Court granted a request from the Manhattan District Attorney to expedite their ruling that rejected President Trump's claim of absolute immunity from a subpoena for 8 years of tax returns. Under normal circumstances, a Supreme Court decision takes about a month to go into effect, but now that ruling becomes effective immediately. The court has allowed Trump's lawyers to challenge the subpoena on other grounds. They have until close to the end of the month to do so. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has announced her cancer has returned and she's undergoing chemotherapy once again. She said a recent scan has revealed some lesions on her liver, but she's getting better. She says she's not taking any time off and it won't affect her job on the Supreme Court. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A well-known game show host is continuing his battle with cancer. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Game show host Alex Trebek gave viewers a health update for the first time in months on YouTube. The legendary Jeopardy host told fans he's doing well.
I'm doing well. I've been continuing my treatment, and it is paying off, though it does fatigue me a great deal. My numbers are good. I'm feeling great. In fact, during the break from the studio, I even wrote a book that will be coming out July 21st. Once again, I can't wait to return to the studio and start recording shows for the new season in September.
The book is titled, The Answer Is Reflections on My Life. Trebek announced he was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer on March 2019. He's faced several rounds of chemotherapy and has kept fans of the show updated throughout his journey. In March, he celebrated beating the one-year survival rate for stage 4 pancreatic cancer patients, which currently stands at only 17%. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Activist and Georgia Congressman John Lewis has died at age 80. Lewis was part of hundreds of protesters that marched from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama, demanding an end to discrimination of voter registrations. They got to the Edmund Pettus Bridge when they were stopped and beaten by law enforcement. It was known as Bloody Sunday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called Lewis an American hero. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.